Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Aaron Snowell. They call me the Trainer of Champions, and I'm on the road traveling, but we'd like to thank you for tuning in to the World Boxing Review. Also, we have host Bob Murray. Bob, how you doing?
Hey, Aaron, it's good to hear you again, man. You know, brings back old memories. Let me just tell the folks, you and I, man, we did the show way back in real radio days. And, we thought we'd give it a try here on the Internet. So this is our premier show, and as happy as ever to be here with you. That's great.
Hey, Bob. But, you know, in the boxing circles around the world where we deal with and bringing news to the surface, well, in boxing news, what's happening around the world, Bob?
Well, yes, we are the World Boxing Review. I'm going to bring you all the news of the past legends and the future stars and also the great fighters today. And speaking of great fights, we have that big one tonight. It's a WBA, IBF, WBC middleweight title fight featuring Triple G, Gennady Golovkin. He's 37-0 with 33 knockouts, and he's taking on Saul Canelo Alvarez at the T-Mobile Arena in Vegas. His record's 49-1-1 with 34 KOs. And we'll get to the undercard on that. There's some interesting things I want to let you know about. But let me also mention something that's going on later on this afternoon, actually at the Copper Box Arena in London. And it's another fight. It's a title fight, WBO middleweight championship fight, and Billy Joe Saunders, 24-0 with 12 KOs, will make his second defense of his title, taking on Willie Monroe. It's a 12-rounder. Monroe's 21-2 with 6 KOs, and an interesting thing is he actually lost in the sixth round. He was stopped by Triple G back in 2015 in a title fight, and because this is going on over in London, there's a five-hour difference from where we are here on the East Coast, and then another three out to Vegas. So you're talking about like 8-hour difference. So that fight will be over before Golovkin and Canelo go at it there tonight in Vegas. So that's the big news there. But we also want to tell you a little bit about something coming up on Friday night. Check this out. This coming Friday is the ESPN Friday Night Fight in Tucson. There's going to be two matches featuring both undefeated challengers against undefeated champions. So we have the WBO featherweight champion, Oscar Valdez, 22-0 with 19 KOs. He takes on the number four world-rated contender, Genesis Cervania. And he's also undefeated, 29-0 with 12 KOs. And just if that's not enough, we have the undefeated WBO super middleweight champion, Gilberto Zurdo Ramirez, 35-0 with 24 KOs. And he takes on the number one contender, Jesse Hardwork Hart, also undefeated, 22-0, 18 KOs. He's out of Philadelphia. And
Philly,
Kate. There we go. And before we get to that undercard thing, and we'll talk a little bit about the guest that we have coming up shortly, too. But we'd like to tell everybody about a championship fight, heavyweight championship, coming up on October 28th in Cardiff, England. It'll feature Kubrat Pulev, the Cobra, taking on the IBF WBA heavyweight champion Anthony Joshua. He's 19-0. Pulev's 25-1. His only loss, actually, was to Vladimir Klitschko. And actually, too, Joshua was scheduled to fight Klitschko, but then Klitschko retired. And I just wanted to get your thoughts, too, Aaron, on the career. What do you think the legacy of Klitschko is going to be?
Well, outright, Klitschko is an all-time great fighter. He fought everybody. The best is 10 years, 6 months reign as heavyweight champion, undisputed heavyweight champion. He fought them all out there. So he's going to go down in boxing history in terms of records, title defenses as an all-time great. You know, talking about Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, he trained up in the Pocono Mountains up there for a long time, Bob, up in our neck of the woods, Pottsville, Pennsylvania. So hats off to him, Bashir Ali, who's been with him for a while, who's a very good trainer, a very good friend of mine. When Emanuel Stewart and him were training, And to keep a guy on top, Bob, that long is a tough task. There's so many distractions, so many people come at you, so much money involved. One night a guy's hungry, and he just wants to outdo you, and he goes train. He may not win no other fights, but one night he trains like it comes in there, and you may underestimate him a little bit, and he knocks you off for the top of the mountain. But that fight with Klitschko and Joshua, man, that's something for the record books, Bob. It's of the ages of title fights where people come to see. It has a lot of drama, packed out arena. It had in Wembley Stadium a great champion for that long reign of 10 years, 6 months. And to see a young bingo tagger like Anthony Joshua just come in and put it all on the line when it comes to great fighters, you know, to knock a great fighter off his side, somewhere along the line, he's going to try it. And Anthony Joshua got tried after he was making a run at him. He got knocked down on the deck and got up and knocked Klitschko out. And that's something to say about Anthony Joshua, Bob.
Yes, yeah, so again, a big fight coming up October 28th, Cardiff, England. Who brought the Cobra, Pulev, whose only loss was to Klitschko. Yeah, so we take
him off. But let me tell you something about, again, Bob, and excuse me for cutting you off, reiterate. You have Anthony Joshua is a major attraction in England like Klitschko was fighting over in Germany. I mean, this guy, tickets just went on sale, and the first day it had a record number of open gate sales, man. That's stuff that in this age you don't get. Anthony Joshua, I think he's a crowd pleaser. I think he's ready for the task that's at hand to be heavyweight champion. You know, after you win a big fight like that, the hardest thing is go out and do the same thing and defend the title in grand style and grand fashion. I think Anthony Joshua has that capability, but he got a tough opponent in front of him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I said he only lost to Klitschko as well, Pulev. And 25-1, yeah, he's going to give him a battle, but we're all looking forward to that. It's nice to have a nice big heavyweight title fight coming up we can look forward to.
Yeah, and you know, over there, you know, you have in England, you have so many heavyweights over there that's trying for the bit. You know, they want a shot at Anthony Joshua, and they talk it, and they this and that, they want to fight him, but it looks like when it comes time for all of them to put the skills and the wheels up to the table, for some reason it flakes out. So he has to come now and defend his title with that. But I think Dante Wilder and him is going to be a great matchup.
Okay, yeah. Okay, we're just going to go touch base before, again, we're going to be bringing a special guest on. We'll tell you about him in just a couple of minutes. But let me just quickly run down some of the undercard tonight on that Triple G fight against Canelo out in Vegas. It's going to open up at 8 o'clock our time, Eastern time. You have the undefeated Ryan Blue Chip Martin. He's 19-0, 11 KOs, going against Francisco Rojo. And that's for Ryan's WBC Continental Americas title and the vacant Intercontinental Lightweight titles. And that's going to get things started tonight. We also have on the undercard JoJo Diaz Jr., 24-0 with 13 KOs, taking on Rafael Big Bang Rivera, 25-0, but he has two draws. It's and 16 KOs. 12-rounder WBC featherweight title eliminator. We also have junior welterweight Virgil Ortiz going against Cesar Valenzuela. Flyweights Marlon Esparza versus Araceli Palacios. And something else that's to note tonight, we have a women's fight, and it features double Olympic champion Nicola Adams. She's taking tonight against Alexandra Viajek. So, the double Olympic champion, Nicola Adams, making her pro debut in Vegas tonight as well. So that's the quick look at the undercard. And we also have another one. I'm sorry, yeah, here's another one. How about this name? Diego De La Hoya, 19-0, 9 KOs. Yeah. Taking on the champion.
Promoting the fight. Hold on. Yeah.
Yeah, he's promoting the fight too, Oscar. Right? And it's he's taking on the champion. And that's Randy El Matador Caballero, 24-0, 14 KOs. It's a 10-round super bantamweight title fight for the NABF and the vacant NABO super bantamweight titles. But Diego De La Hoya, the name keeps coming around, doesn't it, Aaron?
Well, you know, guys, when they've been in boxing for a long time, the younger guys, you're in 20 years or 30 years, guys come up with your name and they say, wow. Well, you know, the father or mother or somebody in the family probably like that name around. You know, a lot of guys named Mike Tyson. You know, the Mayweathers are coming along. But, yeah, Bob, if we're going to talk a little bit about that big fiasco, too, a little bit later on. But what other news you have, Bob?
I just want to pass this along, too. We were going to do a show last week. We were going to do the premiere, and we had lined up a very special guest, Julian Jackson, but he was actually involved in the Hurricane Irma that went through the Virgin Islands. He was down in St. Thomas, and I just wanted to pass along a little information. If anybody is interested in making a donation, it's the Community Foundation of the Virgin Islands at cfvi.net. And Derek Jeter's wife, Hannah B. Jeter, the baseball player Derek Jeter, his wife is a native of St. Thomas, and she said it's just unimaginable, the devastation down there. And we wish the best for all those people, especially Julian Jackson, who, as we said, was going to be our guest. So once again, that's cfvi.net for more information, the Community Foundation of the Virgin Islands. So I just wanted to pass that along, too.
Yeah, Julian Jackson is somebody special when it comes into my heart. It was one of the champions that I trained. In his career as junior middleweight champion and middleweight champion. So, hey, everybody, hey, look, you're out there, you got a little change on the dresser. Don't think you need a whole bunch of money, man, to help people, man. Every dollar counts, man. You throw some change in there, another one, throw some change in, and this and that. Those pennies, those dollars, when it comes adding up, you know, with these organizations, they can take a $1 and get like five meals, I believe it is, Bob. I mean, that's phenomenal when in terms of donating things, man. When you donate things like that, man, oh man, it just makes your heart feel, and they're really needed. A friend of mine also over in St. Thomas, Rudy Clark, he worked a lot of corners with me from time to time. He told me, Aaron, you're not going to believe it. His children's school got wiped out. His sister, they lost a house. He lost some houses, that investment, probably lost part of his house. So, man, look, our prayers are out to those St. Thomas, St. Croix, and all of those that are affected by Irma here in the United States, Jacksonville, Key West, and the storm before that, Harvey. You know, we can't
take it out
about Harvey,
the Texas
too, man.
Gulf Coast, yes, I know. Yeah, we got hit double shot there, two major hurricanes.
Yeah, and Big George Foreman, Bob, is down there in Texas, man, and the WBC and all the boxing organizations are supporting his effort, man, to help clean up, man, to help families that are needed to get in. But, hey, look, Bob, we let's, if we can commercial break, we do have a special guest, don't we, Bob?
Yes, we do. We have a special guest coming up, and let me tell you a little bit about him before we take the break, because we're just waiting for him to check in about a minute or two. Well, we'll be really, really delighted to bring on this man. I'll tell you what, he's going to be an entertainment from what I understand. We're talking about the former three-weight world champion. He held titles in three weight classes, the IBF and lineal middleweight titles, IBF super middleweight and the IBF cruiserweight titles, also challenged twice for the world heavyweight title. Also back in 1991 and 2003, he was voted Fighter of the Year by Ring Magazine and the Boxing Writers Association of America. Also made a one-time appearance in mixed martial arts back in 2010, kind of like what we just saw a couple weeks ago with the Mayweather-McGregor fight. So here's a guy that was doing it 7 years ago. And something else people might remember about this guy, he played Joe Frazier in the 2001 film Ali, starring Will Smith. And should I give the name out, or should we wait a little bit?
Yeah, let's wait a bit.
Okay.
Let's go commercial.
Let's wait
break.
A little bit.
From the
we'll
hometown brewery, Yuengling.
All right.
1829, with aspirations of being in the beer industry, we've been around for almost two centuries. and there's been a few challenges. From the Civil War to Prohibition, then in the 50s and 60s, the big corporate breweries began to dominate the industry. It took a while, but people now appreciate the taste of a handcrafted beer. There is only one goal to see.
To merge them in here.
Okay, I'm back.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if we can try to merge James in some kind of way. Let me see how we can do this here, Bob. If you can check that out, and we'll try to do it some kind of way.
Okay, do you got him on the line? Is what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, just a little bit of technical difficulties, Bob, that we're going through here. he was on the line here, but with this fights and stuff like that. That are coming up, the Canelo Alvarez fight and all of that. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. Yes, hi. Okay. I'm back on.
Yeah, we're just having. Can you hear me, Bob?
Yes, I'm fine. Yes, we are good.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're talking about, the fight tonight in Vegas, a big fight everybody's looking forward to. Triple G taking on Canelo Alvarez. And I said there's going to be three titles on the line tonight, WBA, IBF, and WBC middleweight titles. So it'll be a great fight, great night tonight out in Vegas. Plus, we were talking about that one in London, too, the other WBO middleweight champion, Billy Joe Saunders, is going at it, too, 24-0.
Hello.
Yo. Hello.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Hold on. There we go. Hold on, man. We have our special guest on the line here who needs really no introduction, but we're going to give him one anyway. we'd like to thank you for tuning in to the World Boxing Review. This guest, definitely from middleweight through to heavyweight, needs no introduction. James Tony, how are you doing, brother?
Lights out.
What's up, y'all? What's up, how y'all doing?
Man, I'm doing fine, bro. I'm sorry, James, for the little thing that happened in the studio, but we see that you were on, bro, and we just couldn't merge you in to the telecast, but you're here now, and that's what counts.
I appreciate that 100%. I want to clear something up. Now, I heard y'all talking about all these titles and stuff like that. I'm a three-time champion. That is false. I am a 14-time world champion in six divisions. I count all my titles, even though y'all don't. I count every one of my titles. I've won the middleweight, super middleweight, light heavyweight, cruiserweight. Even the funk super cruiser title, and I won the heavyweight title five times.
I knew you would clear about all of this.
I
knew you would clean it up.
I had to
clear the air force, brother. Clear the air
for it. I'm clearing the air, but I let everybody know this is the true James Lightfoot Tony, a 14-time world champion, 5-time heavyweight champion. You know, I've done something that nobody's ever done. Nobody. I've come from middleweight to heavyweight and stayed the heavyweight and beaten the best in the division, including top contenders. So, 5 miles who did that, and now I'll shut up. Thank you.
Who did you win your first title from with all of this belt? For what? You've been champion so long, it's hard to remember who you won your first title from. Who did you beat?
That was 30 years ago. I'm sorry, 29 years ago. It was Michael Nunn.
Man, he's a great champion. I trained Michael Nunn for a little bit, and Barl Nunn, you beat him when he was on the top of his game. You know,
I fought and beat most guys on top of the game. I took no one. I fought everybody. But I love it. I have fun. Boxing
now, who didn't you fight John Luis?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, Aaron, I beat him with one arm.
Yeah. James, you know, throughout your career, you have always had a great team of people around you. And I mean, you're great. You know, I'm going to mention this name, and I'm going to see Bill Miller. How do you feel about him?
Bill Miller is the greatest trainer ever. He taught me everything I know. You know, when I first met him, it was kind of give and go. But after I used this guy, and he had a lot of knowledge, and he gave it to me. I sat there and listened to him, and, hey, it was great being around him. I mean, it was tremendous. I mean, really tremendous. I love the guy. Hey, he always going to be in my heart, no matter what.
Yeah. And there was a lot of guys about FEMA, but there was a woman who managed you at one time, right?
Yeah, Jackie.
If I'm
John,
correct.
She came in after my friend manager died, John A. Smith, who I'll never forget, that I'm a dude for life. He gave me an opportunity and got me started. And then Jackie came on and she did her little magic and everything was rosy.
Wow. And talking about her, you and her made some movies or were in movies together, all of y'all, man. Not only are you a great boxing champion, but you're in Hollywood too.
Joe Frazier. Played Joe Frazier in the Ali film.
Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me?
I hear you. Yeah, we got you.
All right, yeah. So, me and Jay did a few TV shows, everything was blossoming, everything was going great. I can't complain. Like I said, I was blessed. I was truly blessed to be around her and everybody else around me.
Yeah. Well, James, you're doing so much. It's to my understanding now you have a promotion, production company or something like that. Could you tell us a little bit about that? What are you doing with
James
that?
Yes, I have James Hunt Promotions. As you know, we did shows last year around the United States. You know, I have my cognac, my Le Sueur cognac we got coming out. And I have a heavyweight championship cigar, which consists of me, Lemon Brewster, Ray Mercer, Rick Big Daddy Bowe, and Chris Bird. So things are going.
You got a star heavyweight champions, man. James, you got to hook us up, man. You got to bring all them guys on the show, man. Tell them that they got to come on here, man.
All you got to do is tell me when and where. We'll get it done. We'll get tired. We're ready to go. I'm telling you, Aaron, you know, let's get about it. We have the 5 chances. We have a reality show coming out. Yes, sir.
What kind of cigars are you, James? I like to puff a cigar from now and then. What kind of cigar? I see you got your champion label or something on them cigars or something. What's the name of it?
Heavyweight Champ Cigars. And everybody has their own. Cigar label name, James Lansantoni. You have the Chris Robert Firebird. You have Relentless Lamont Brewster. Yeah, Big Daddy Bowe, and you have Merciless Ray Mercer. You know what I'm saying? So everything is good and gravy. I mean, you love it. It's a high quality smoke. It's from Nicaragua, Cuban seed. So it's the best cigar out. Period.
Wow, man, that's phenomenal. The Cuban cigars, man. Whoa, man, James, man. How you doing it like that, champ? That's all that big time money you got, champ.
Hey, all the big time money that I had. Everything's coming. we put the good work, and hope I get more of a return. You know what I'm saying? It's all about work and being consistent of what you do. I figured that once I put my mind on something, can't nothing stop me. Can't nothing stop me at all, period. We will be the number one cigar brand. I will have the number one cognac available around the world. I'm saying we have the cognac. It is the only honey-based cognac in the world. And I have it.
Wow.
And when you taste it, Aaron, I'm telling you, when you taste it, it's going to knock your lights out.
Wow. well, look, we're going to take a break here, but I got something special for you on this break. You know, listen to this commercial. We'll be right back with James Lights Out Tone. I want to thank you, Brother James, for you know, you've always been a man who's had a lot of personality and character, but you never forget who the Lord is, bro. And to thank the Lord, put him in the song like that when you open up, man, that's phenomenal work, man, and to carry it out all through what your boxing career the song has, man, that's phenomenal. Now, who were the producer and stuff on that?
The producer of the day was Scott Storch and Commotion and Jason Legacy.
Wow. Wow. Hey, Bob, do you have any questions you want to ask James? Come on with it.
I'm enjoying just listening to you guys. Yeah, it sounds good. But keep going. We're enjoying this. That was great, though, just hearing that music. Yeah, I had no idea what you were going to pull out there. But it sounded great. Hey, James, how are you? It's Bob Murray. We're in Pennsylvania, and Aaron's on the road. But nice having you on the World Boxing Review, no doubt.
Hey, thanks for having me. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Enjoying life, you know. Happy to be talking to you.
James, with the
good
movies and all of that, you're in Jersey?
Me? No, I'm in Ann Arbor, Michigan, my hometown.
Man, that's right, Michigan. We go way back in Michigan. You remember a guy named Johnny Ace?
Man, hey, Aaron, that was my manager, dog. You know that.
That was our man. That was my man.
That's my dog for life. Hello? I told you about that. He got me started. He had all the MVPs, Tommy Morrison. What was he, man? Duke Durden?
Hello?
Hello?
Here. I can hear you now.
Do you remember Duke Durden?
Yeah. Vice President of Don King Productions. He was with Johnny Ace, former athletic commissioner of Nevada.
Yeah.
Of course, you know all of us were together, bro. Brother? All of those great people, man. Steve DeBlues. Yeah,
yep.
Courtney Hooper, Little Red Carter, Eric the Whip. Yeah, man, they were great days. Yeah, Eric the Whip, Courtney Hooper.
Yep, I go with Courtney every month. You do.
Wow. They were some great times, James, and with Bill Miller, man. You had such a great team, man. You, and that's what creates a great champion. You need great people around you. That's what a lot of fighters don't understand in this era. Come on with it, champ.
This era is terrible. No, I don't get me wrong. I'm not hating on these guys, but they could not stand in my era. Just like the old school, like Jim Brown, like they couldn't deal with the era. They crush it that much. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of we say, you hurt, you go back, you still play. So now you hurt.
That's right.
Oh, my finger hurt. I'm crying, my back hurt. My mommy, everybody's crying for their mama. So I ain't time for all that. You know what I'm saying? It's real business.
Yeah, it is real business.
I've been blessed to be around those great people, even Mayor Stewart, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
All these guys. Tommy Hearns, he's my godfather, man. The guy, he's been great to me. You know, I've learned from everybody who I've been around. I've taken a little bit of something from everybody, from all the Ocean fighters, like Archie Moore, Ray Robinson, Feather Child, all those guys. I've taken some and put it in my game, and it worked. You know what I'm saying?
How about Hammer and Henry Hank. Remember him in training camp at one time?
No, definitely. Henry Arkansas, that's the original legend. That's the original. You know what I'm saying? If it weren't for those guys, there wouldn't be no James Toney. There wouldn't be no Floyd Mayweather. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. I want to throw a name at you, and I know you know him. The first heavyweight African-American heavyweight champion, Jack Johnson. What do you feel about Jack Johnson?
Oh, Jack Johnson, hey, like I say, he said it all. The guy who cries, you know, the anything so, but I love him. And he did his thing. And didn't care, just like James Jones. He didn't care what nobody thinks. He did his damn thing. Just like James Jones,
right.
I don't give a rat's ass. You like me, love him. If you don't, you don't.
You've always been that way.
Yeah, you know me for 30 years, man. You know how I am. I bust my head quick.
That's right.
But look, man,
there's so many great fights out here. Come on with it, champ. Come on. What do you want to say?
I'm transitioning myself outside the boxing ring into the business world. So now I'm a great businessman. I was a great fighter, so now It's time to get that real money. You know what I'm talking about? I'm trying to be like Eric Snowell. I'm trying to sleep with money. You feel me?
Right.
Eric Snowell.
Yeah, bro, we can go back at it. I think, James, if they give you enough time, this heavyweight Anthony Joshua over in England, since all the rest of them over there in England scared them, I think at this stage of the game, I think with your experience, you may be able to pull a rabbit out of the hat and a hat out of the rabbit, bro, and make a challenge at him, since all of them guys seem like they don't want to fight it. You know, I think you can pull it off, bro. Over there, man. You know, he's selling the stadium out over there. I said, but they're going to need Wembley Stadium in this stadium if you go after him.
Hey, you know what, Anthony Joshua? I met him in 2012. I think he's a great kid. You hear me? Hello.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Fix your audio.
Yeah, okay. we're working on it. We're working on it. Yeah, the audio's fixed. Just move a little close up to the mic, James.
I got you. I feel that I was saying Anthony Joshua was a good fighter. I met him in 2012, and I can't tell no more of the kid. But like I said, these guys, when James lights out Tony, is 110%, ain't nobody stay in the ring with me, period. Now, even here, I don't care how big he is. The bigger they are, the harder they will fall. I promise you. The lights out ain't going nowhere. I've been with the best fighters in the world, the hottest person in the world, but I'm still here. I still look good, and I still talk very well. You feel me?
I ain't never been like that.
I ain't going nowhere. Aaron Snowell, you are a dying king, man. Y'all have always had my
I've been with him for a long time, but I'm the Aaron Snow man, too, Jack.
I've been with Don a long time. But you've been there, the lead training. Everything I was trying to get, I got all your guys. The John Queens on down to, even y'all was scared to put Julian Jackson in there with me. Y'all was scared of that. Every time I fought somebody, it wasn't Don King, it wasn't them British people. So, I've been blessed throughout my whole career to go to the battlefield. And that's what the fighters of today don't have. They don't have the battle chest.
You're talking about that. That's the fight tonight's a middleweight fight, and you a middleweight champion.
Oh,
but Triple and Canelo, break that fight down for us, James Toney. What would you
I
do
think,
with him break the fight down?
Well, if I was fighting them, both of those guys, don't get me wrong, they're good fighters. But I think Triple G is a lot better, more movement, more power. And his offense is crazy. Defense pretty good. Canelo, I said, Canelo's been facing social competition.
Uh-huh.
And I think Triple G wins 4 or 5 rounds. Because Canelo is made for him. Canelo is made for me. If I still know it, but these two guys, they both are tailor-made for James Toney. But there are no James Toney on the state. And they better be glad.
A great defensive fighter like you, James, Triple G, how would you handle that punching power that he got? Because you used to sit in the pocket with a lot of guys, bro.
I love it. I sit in the pocket. I am the original Solo King. Besides my man, as a child, you know what I'm saying? But ain't nobody good like me and him. We stay in the pocket, we catch the counter. And see, they wouldn't be used to it. They're not used to it. These kids are not used to it today. They're used to shooting the ball and then getting up out of there. I should have rolled, stay inside, counter. Look for the shot, look for the opening. And Canelo and Triple G, they ain't used to that. And plus, y'all keep on forgetting, I won the hardest puncher ever. Look at my record, man. Look at my knockout percentage.
That's right.
I beat your ass for 4 or 5 hours and then put you to sleep. And then you know what they say? Lights out, baby. All day.
Hey, look, Canelo Alvarez, what do you think about him and that fight he had with Mayweather? You think it's a difference? Because Triple G's 35 years old, and you got a guy 27, 28. Is when does Triple G, that age factor at 35, show up? Is it 40? Is it now? A big fight? How do you feel about it?
You understand? Age don't mean nothing.
Hello?
That's just the old times. Yeah, hello? You hear me?
Hello, Bob?
Yeah.
You on?
Yes, we got it. Yeah, we're hearing it. Yeah, age means nothing, yeah.
Age means nothing. I said, look, when Floyd fought Canelo, if Floyd was just staying inside of the pocket, he would not Canelo out. Canelo was telling me for him. Same thing when they hopping up Triple G tonight. Triple G, he gonna Canelo gonna try to come in, bulldog, get all his dudes, and he gonna throw all the shots. But the thing is, Triple G, he's a puncher. He's not just a boxing puncher like me. He's a straight puncher. If you stand in front of him, he will knock you out. He'll knock your knee straight.
Right. Well, look, brother, we're gonna go into a station break here again, and. Hold on, and we'll be right back, James. Thanks.
What's up?
Call me the trainer champions, and also on the phone, Bob Murray and James Lights Out Tony, our special guest, bro. Welcome
the
back to the show,
only,
man.
Baby, the one and only.
The one and only, James.
James Lights Out Tony. I'm telling you, I'm not no phony. I'm going to put you out. Hey, bet.
Do you have any clothing lines? You got music, brother? You got music, cigars, liqueur, your boxing movies, film. Do you have any clothing now? I know you got some
white. Well, you know what?
Yeah.
Right now, you know, I'm an old school guy. I don't like all that blue jeans and all that stuff. So now, pretty soon, we're gonna suit line. Okay, I'm an old school guy. I wear suits every day. And my passion. So it's coming up pretty soon. And I also have my apparel line, T-shirts, James Blackwell Clothing T-shirts. You get Deuces 2, and you get the church there. Man, a lot of things we're working on right now. We're trying to get it out. I've been blessed. I have great people around me. I have a pop John out there. Everybody knows John out there. I love the man, Dave Murray. He's not my biological father, but he's my father because he's known me for all these years. You know what I'm saying? And my mom, Sherilyn, my stepmom, Sherilyn, my mom, Sherry Tony, my girl, Erica, what do you about for Erica Gerard? She said, have a little business. So, hey, man, I have a great team around me. My whole crew, we strong. We strong, we ain't going nowhere.
Wow. Man, you're blessed. And, bro, we thank you for blessing us, bro, for coming on the show, because there's nobody like James Lights Out Turn. What's
thing,
that?
I want to thank my man. Most important thing, I want to thank my man and the Bomb Squad, Snowwell. I mean, we've been friends for 30 years, man. I love you. Bob Murray, hey, keep doing what you're doing. Man, I love you. I thank you. I thank you guys very much. I appreciate you.
Hey, James, man, thank you for coming on, man. It's a real pleasure. You've always been a class act, man, a real guy of the game. But, hey, no, but before we go, Bob, didn't you want to ask him something? He did MMA, too, or something like that, when it wasn't
heard of.
He said, he asked him, you know, he just go into it. You know, ask him about, you know, the MMA, what he thinks about all of that.
Yeah, because we noticed that you did a fight back in 20, long before it was popular, like we just saw a couple weeks ago. Yeah, so how did that come about back in 2010?
Well, the thing was, me and Randy Couture, we fought. We agreed on a two-fight deal. The first fight we'll do in this fight, the second will be a boxing match. But I got suckered. He's in the MMA fight, and he won. We in his game. But he retired after the fight. He wanted to do that boxing match. He knew I was really embarrassing. But, you know, MMA is cool, but that's for the weaker sex.
Wow.
Right.
Wow,
kids.
Man.
And I said the MMA is for the weaker sex. And number one.
Wow.
In boxing, that's a man's book. You get your hands. You get tired. You can't hold. Get on the ground. Two things will happen. You'll get TKO'd or knocked out.
That's right. Well, look, bro. It's a real man's sport. Like, anything else you'd like to say before we close with you, James?
Yeah, James, I just want to ask you one other question, too, before we go. Yeah, just one other thing, too. Real quick, So how was it playing Joe Frazier in the movie Ali there with Will Smith? That must have been pretty cool, just being Joe Frazier
there
for a while.
It was cool playing Joe Frazier, but the only thing was, it was getting hit a lot. You know, Joe Frazier hit a lot, and I didn't like it too much, but hey, it is what it is. It was an honor to play him, even though he didn't like me playing him, because he felt that I was too dark. I'm like, what the hell? Too dark? Look at you. But it was cool. We had fun. I'm glad to be part of something. It was great for history.
It must have been fun just being there with Will Smith, too, you know, playing Ali, because he did a great job in that movie. Yeah, it was fun doing that, too. Playing the scenes.
Will was great. He did all of the fight scenes. I mean, he was a real trooper. I mean, kudos to him. He did a great job.
Yeah, he did a great job. It was a well-known movie. Yeah, we just were telling our audience earlier, but, you know, they might remember you as Joe Frazier in that film, too. It makes me want to go and watch it again this afternoon.
Thank you.
Okay, James, we're going to close with this, and thank you for coming on the World Boxing Review. James Lights Out Tony, y'all. James Lights Out Tony.
Yeah, thanks, James.
Thank you.
Take care. Let's see you.
All right.
How about that? Okay. There you go, folks. James Lights Out Tony. Great talking to him. Former Fighter of the Year twice.
Oh, thank you. We're back, man. What a guest. Thank you for tuning in to the World Boxing Review. I'm traveling. I'm Aaron Snowell. They call me the Trainer of Champions. And also online, the radio aficionado, Bob Murray. Hey, Bob.
I love that. I like that. Oh, that was enjoyable, though. Yeah, you know, there we go. James Lights Out Tony twice. Voted Fighter of the Year, too, by Ring Magazine, the Boxing Writers Association of America. He was definitely telling us some stories there, man.
Uh-huh.
It was great. So we're going to be doing this every week, too, folks, every Saturday morning, 11 o'clock live,
uh-huh,
Eastern time. And, of course, then it's going to be on archive then, so people can listen to it again, Aaron, right? We're going to get that archive probably by the afternoon, and you'll be able to check it out.
Uh-huh. Okay. Hey, look.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob. In closing, we like to say this. We're going to be bringing different special guests, legends, sometimes three and four at a time. James Tony was so much of a big deal. He took up a lot of our time because we tried to cover for our guests a large span of areas, right? And he took up a lot of time. So
just tune in every Saturday from 11 to 12, the World Boxing Hour. In closing, Bob, do you have any last comments?
No, it's been fun doing this, and just let folks know that in the future we will be doing a lot of what we just saw today. We'll be giving you some news. And also I wanted to just talk real quickly about the Muhammad Ali Trophy. That's something new this year. So as they get further on, we'll be telling you as they start getting to the championship rounds. But that's a beautiful new thing going on worldwide. The Muhammad Ali Trophy, we'll be covering that in the weeks and months to come. Plus, we're telling you about the fight, the heavyweight battle, October 28th. Don't forget about that. We'll be talking more about that. And the big fight tonight, of course, Triple G and Canelo. But this has been really a blast to get back with you, Aaron, and do the World Boxing Review again.
Look, a special guest is to another. Hey. And look, these guys are really doing it. You know, something from Mayweather here, and you know what Mayweather says all the time, Bob. James Doney in his era was a bad dude, man. You know, and Mayweather's it of this era, right, Bob? So,
That's right.
those are things that we have coming with interviews, possibly with him and his team and everything. Oh, man, the World Boxing Review going around the world with former champions, legends, people of the day, people of the past, and young up-and-coming stars. Right, Bob?
That's for that Muhammad Ali Trophy. We're going to be hearing some names for the first time. And there'll probably be a couple of those guys who'll make it a little bit further along. So it'll be exciting, like you would track some of these young guys' career. Because that's what we're all about. We're doing the past, present, and future in the world of boxing.
Okay. Well, thank you for tuning in to World Boxing Review today. And we'd like to end this by saying tune in next Saturday from 11 to 12 noon. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one. See you next week.